Welcome back to the Smart Books Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Blake, and today's topic is one that confuses a lot of small business owners. What to do when you've got a pile of receipts sitting on your phone and want to email them all into QuickBooks Online at once? How do you do it right? And once they're in QBO, how do you actually match those receipts to the right transactions? To break it all down for us, I've got Elsie Roach, QuickBooks Online bookkeeper and owner of Elsie Roach Bookkeeping. Elsie, welcome back.
Thanks, Alan. It's really great to be here. This is such a fantastic topic because honestly, it's one of those things that once you know the exact steps, you can totally transform how small business owners manage their expenses. So many people just don't realize how truly easy and efficient it can be.
I totally agree. I mean, the dread of a shoebox full of receipts at the end of the quarter, or even just having them cluttering up your camera roll, is a universal small business struggle. So, let's dive right in. When someone emails receipts to QuickBooks, where do those receipts actually go? Is it like a general inbox, or is there a special place for them?
That's a great question, and it's actually a very organized system. QuickBooks Online gives every single company its own unique dedicated email address specifically for forwarding receipts. It's not just a random inbox. You can find this crucial address by going into your QuickBooks Online account, clicking on the settings gear icon, then navigating to your company, then manage documents, and finally selecting the email tab. That's the magic address you'll send receipts to. It's usually something like companyname.qbodocs.com, so it's very specific to your business.
Okay, so it's a unique custom email address for each QBO company. That makes sense for security and organization. And once they're sent to that address, what happens next? Does QBO just hold on to them, or does it start doing some work right away?
Oh, it absolutely starts working. When you send receipts there, QBO system automatically stores them in what's called the attachment center. But it doesn't just store them. It's quite intelligent. It will actively try to recognize key details from the receipt, things like the amount, the vendor name, and the date of the transaction. If it can clearly read those details, it'll even try to automatically create an expense transaction for you, or at least suggest one. It's pretty clever, really, almost like having a tiny digital assistant.
A tiny digital assistant. I love that. So it's not just a dumb storage facility, it's an intelligent processor. That's a huge time saver right there. Now let's get practical. Say I'm out and about and I've collected 10 receipts on my phone, from lunch, gas, office supplies, whatever. How do I email all of those at once from my phone to QBO? Because I imagine most people don't want to send them individually.
That's a perfect real-world question, Alan, and thankfully it's super straightforward. Here's exactly how to do it. Whether you're on an iPhone or Android, the general process is very similar. First, open your phone's photo gallery or file app. You know where all your pictures are. Then you'll select all the receipt photos you want to send. Don't worry about sending them one by one. Just tap and select them all. Once they're all highlighted, you'll typically see a share icon. It might look like a little arrow pointing up or a sideways B. Tap share and then choose the email option from the list of apps.
Okay, so select photos, tap share, then email. Got it.
Exactly. Next, in the to field of your email, you'll enter that unique QuickBooks email address we just talked about, the one ending in hqbodocs.com. I always recommend saving this address as a contact in your phone so you don't have to type it every time. Then just add a short descriptive subject line, something like receipts for March 10 to 15 or travel expenses from Chicago trip. This helps with organization later. Finally, you just hit send. QuickBooks will then take each of those photos and upload it individually to your company's attachment center, usually within a few minutes.
So you don't have to send them one by one? That's huge. I think that's where a lot of people get stuck, thinking it's a tedious process. But you're saying I can literally select 10, 15, even 20 receipts and send them in one go?
Absolutely, Alan. You got it. You can send up to 25 attachments in one email, and QBO will intelligently process each one individually. It's designed for efficiency. The key thing to remember is to just make sure each image or PDF clearly shows the date, the total amount, and the vendor. If those details are crisp and legible, QBO has a much better chance of recognizing and processing them correctly. It's really about setting yourself up for success with clear photos.
Okay, so now they've all been emailed into QBO. The magic has happened. They're in the attachment center. What's the very next step? How do you actually match them to your bank transactions? Because that's where the real accounting work happens, right?
Precisely, Alan. This is where you connect the dots, and it's surprisingly satisfying. Once those receipts have arrived in QBO, and you'll want to give it about 5 to 10 minutes for them to fully process, you'll go to banking and then bank transactions. This is where you see your imported bank feed, all those transactions downloaded directly from your bank or credit card. Now you'll look for expenses in that feed that match the receipts you just emailed. So if you had a coffee receipt, you'd look for the coffee shop transaction.
Right. I'm picturing the banking screen with all the transactions listed.
Exactly. So here's what you do. First, click on a specific transaction from your bank feed that you know matches one of your emailed receipts. This will open a right-hand panel with details about that transaction. In that panel, you'll see options like Find Match or Attach File. For a transaction that QBO hasn't already smartly connected to a receipt, you'll click Attach File. And here's the cool part. You'll see your recently emailed receipts listed right there under Attachments as available files to link. You just select the matching receipt image, click Add, and boom, QuickBooks links that image directly to the transaction. So when your accountant or bookkeeper, like me, opens that transaction later, they'll see the proof of purchase right there instantly. No more hunting for physical receipts or asking you to email it again.
That's fantastic. So it's not just a record, it's a verifiable, auditable record with the actual receipt image attached. That must be a dream for accountants and bookkeepers.
Oh, it absolutely is. It makes reconciliation so much smoother, and it's invaluable if you ever face an audit. Having that proof instantly accessible saves hours and reduces stress for everyone involved. It's truly a game changer for maintaining accurate books.
I can only imagine. Now, you mentioned QBO being intelligent earlier. Does QBO ever do that matching automatically, or do you always have to manually go in and attach each one?
Yes, Alan, it absolutely does. This is where the true smart part of QuickBooks Online shines. If the receipt you emailed in includes clear details, and by clear I mean something like the same vendor name, the exact date, and the precise amount that appears on a corresponding bank feed transaction, QuickBooks can often automatically suggest or even attach it for you. It's looking for those strong indicators to make the match.
Wow, so it actually tries to do the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly. When this happens, you'll see a small paperclip icon next to that expense in the banking screen. That little paperclip is your visual cue, showing you that a receipt or attachment is already linked to that transaction. It's incredibly satisfying when you see that. Now, it's not perfect every single time, especially with very generic vendor names or if the receipt is blurry. But for common vendors that show up regularly, like Starbucks, Office Depot, or Uber, it usually works beautifully. It's really worth training your eye to spot those paperclip icons. They're your friends.
I love that. A little paperclip icon, a small victory in your bookkeeping journey. That's genuinely empowering for a small business owner who might feel overwhelmed by all this. Okay, Elsie, you've given us the step-by-step. Now let's get into the real gold. Give us your top pro tips for making sure this process is fast, efficient, and most importantly, foolproof.
All right, Alan. I'm happy to share my best 3 tips that I tell all my clients. These really make a difference. First, and this might seem obvious, but it's crucial, keep your receipts readable. This means snapping photos in good light, avoid shadows or glare. Make sure the entire receipt is in the frame and that the vendor name, the date, and especially the total amount are crystal clear and visible. A blurry receipt is essentially useless for QBO's recognition software, and it won't be able to auto-match. It's better to take an extra few seconds for a good photo than to deal with manual entry later.
That's a great point. I've definitely been guilty of a hurried, bad receipt photo myself.
We all have. My second tip, always email from your registered address. QuickBooks Online only accepts receipts from email addresses that are authorized users on your company account. This is a security feature, so QBO knows it's actually you or an authorized team member sending these documents. If you try to send from a different email, QBO will simply reject it and the receipts won't show up. So just make sure the email you're sending from is linked to a user in your QBO account settings.
Ah, that's a common stumbling block, I bet. What if an employee needs to send receipts? They'd have to be set up as a user, right?
Exactly. They would need to be added as a user with appropriate permissions in your QBO settings. It's a quick process, but it's essential for this system to work for your whole team. And my third and final pro tip is check the attachment center regularly. Even with all the automation, it's good practice to go to new then attachments once a week or so. This screen shows you everything you've emailed in. You can see what's been matched, what's pending, and you can manually attach them from here if QBO didn't auto-match something. It's like your central hub for all document management, and it gives you peace of mind that nothing is falling through the cracks.
Those are super practical tips, Elsie, especially the reminder about the attachment center. It sounds like it's a good place to double-check and clean things up if needed. Now, what if someone follows all these steps, sends their receipts, and they just don't show up in QuickBooks? What are the common troubleshooting steps?
That definitely happens sometimes, and it can be frustrating, but it's usually one of two things. The most common reason is that the email address wasn't added as an authorized user in QBO. We just talked about that. It's crucial for security. The system simply won't process emails from unrecognized senders. So the first thing to check is settings manage users and ensure the sending email address is listed there.
Okay, so user permissions are paramount.
Absolutely. The second common issue is the file format isn't supported. For example, newer iPhones sometimes default to taking photos in HEIC format, which QuickBooks doesn't always recognize natively. In those cases, the HEIC iPhone photos sometimes need to be converted to JPG or PDF before sending. Most phones have a setting to change the default photo format, or you can use a quick online converter or even a simple app to do it on the fly.
That's a really specific but important point about HEIC files. I bet that trips a lot of people up. So if either of those are the issue, what's the fix?
The fix is usually pretty quick. If it's the email address issue, you just need to add your email under settings, then manage users. Once that's done, you can resend the original email with the attachments. If it's a file format issue, you'll need to resend the files, but this time either converted to JPGs or even better as PDFs. PDFs are almost universally accepted and often result in clearer scans too. They'll usually show up within 10 to 15 minutes after resending, so it's not a huge delay, just a quick correction.
All right, Elsie, this has been incredibly helpful and clearly laid out. Let's do a quick recap for our listeners, just to solidify those key takeaways.
Sounds good, Alan. Let's make sure everyone leaves here feeling confident about this process.
Perfect. So listeners, to recap, first, find your company's unique QBO receipt email address. You'll find it under Settings, Manage Documents, Email tab. Save that address. Second, from your phone, simply select multiple receipts up to 25 at a time and send them all in one go to that specific QBO email address. Third, once they upload to QBO, head over to your banking tab and either match them automatically or manually attach them to the right transactions in your bank feed. And finally, keep an eye out for that helpful little paperclip icon to visually confirm that your receipts are successfully linked. Check your attachment center regularly too, just to be sure.
Exactly, Alan. You've hit all the key points perfectly. And the absolute best part is, once you do this a couple of times, it truly becomes second nature. It integrates so smoothly into your weekly routine, whether you're grabbing coffee for a client or buying supplies. Before you know it, you'll have no more lost receipts, no more scrambling to find proof for expenses, and absolutely no more confusion at tax time. It's a huge mental load off for any business owner.
That's what we like to hear. Efficiency and peace of mind. Elsie, thank you so much for breaking down such a simple yet incredibly powerful step-by-step guide today. You've really demystified a process that for many is a real headache.
It's truly my pleasure, Alan. Always a pleasure helping business owners make QuickBooks Online work smarter, not harder, for them. It really can make such a difference in their day-to-day operations and their overall financial health.
And to everyone listening, if you found this episode helpful, and I'm sure you did, please share it with a fellow business owner who might be drowning in receipts right now. And of course, make sure to check back for more practical QuickBooks tips every week. You can find more from Elsie at lcroach.com/podcasts. Until next time, keep those books smart.